Love Live Radio. They have clean restrooms out there.
Sure do. Hey, there's a lot of places with dirty restrooms.
That's true, and it's not true at Aggieland Business Park, but in there, but they have clean rooms, which is really
stop by anytime.
More important than that. So I'm listening to this commercial a minute ago that we're running for the TV station, and they're talking about Oz, okay?
Yeah,
and I don't know, somehow...
Well, do you think it's weird that there's people screaming in the background? Is that what you're about to say?
No. What I thought is it was Oz the HBO show. For some reason. No.
Radically different.
Yes, when they mentioned Michelle Obama, I went, no, she's probably not going to be on that.
No.
That's probably not true. So, yeah, I guess that's the Dr. Oz show that'll be on there.
Although, I do like the new Subway commercial. I really like that song. To September.
Oh,
I don't
do
know.
No,
I just like
no,
that. Yeah,
no,
I like it. It just makes me groove.
Okay, that's cool. I like the one with their yummy avocado where they were arguing with
each other. Oh, that was cheesy.
But anyway. All right, so here we go. The former president of the United States spoke last night.
Bubba?
Be Bubba. And
he spoke last night.
You know, the
Didn't
scary...
Did he play the saxophone?
No, he didn't. He just kind of came out and you know, just ambled out on stage, you know? And the deal is they're closing the show with him, and you knew they would, but it's kind of open-ended, you know? You kind of let Bill get out there, and there's no telling when he's going to finish.
That's right. Open mic.
He started, I think, about 9:35, and I was really stuck between a rock and a hard place because, I mean, there's Clinton on there, and then I decide, well, I'll get up and I'll wander in and watch the Cowboy game in another room. And then I go
you weren't
in there.
Allowed to change the channel?
Well, no, I mean, you know, if Jackie wanted to watch
it,
that's
she was
fine.
Watching it with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she was watching that. And so, yeah, no, I do have a remote. But, yeah, so I wander in the kitchen and turn on the Cowboy game. And, of course, then the Cowboys are leading. So, I mean, I'm not going to want to watch that either. So I'm thinking, you know, if it wasn't like 10 till 10, I'd probably pick up a book or something. But
I've got plenty you can borrow.
Yeah, thanks. That's okay. I got books in my house, too. But it's really...
you chose bedtime over Bubba.
I did, as a matter of fact. and it was so great because... Of course, the adoration, as he spoke last night, on and on and on, and it made me go back and find that 1988 speech where Bill Clinton was on the national stage for the first time. They had chosen him to enter to place in nomination the name of Michael Dukakis.
Oh, we're going to get in the Wayback Machine.
Yep, he was supposed to speak for 15 minutes.
But...
Crowd got a little restless at about 18. By about 27 minutes after, they were really getting tired of hearing this hillbilly from Arkansas. And finally, 33 minutes into the speech, here's Bill Clinton from 1988.
In closing. I want you to remember.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So now, of course, they'll let him go on forever. But again, in 1988 at the convention, the biggest applause line he got was what he said in closing.
And that was probably the biggest applause of the whole convention.
Yeah.
I mean, they were nominating Dukakis.
I was looking at a soundbite this morning from Chris Wallace. He used to work for NBC, and Tom Brokaw was the anchor, and they were down on the floor with him, and he said, where are you? Well, I'm in the middle of such and such delegation. He said, this guy has worn out his welcome. So, you know, yeah, as you say,
that's great.
Move forward about 25 years, and that's where we are now. And
so, you know, my grammar school teacher, Bill Clinton, was one of her schoolmates.
Well, you know that he and Ben are from Hope, Arkansas. And you know that Ben's mom taught him.
Ben who?
Ben Downs.
Oh.
You didn't know that, huh?
No.
Yeah, there's Mike Huckabee, Bill Clinton, and Ben Downs are all from Hope, Arkansas.
Thank goodness Ben didn't become a politician.
No. And actually, he and Huckabee are certainly friends, classmates, and worked at the same radio station together.
Wow.
Yeah, so there. But, yeah, Bill Clinton was one of his mom's students. So now the hard-hitting questions, what you really... really, really wanted to know about President Obama just in time. Michael Lewis, that's the guy who wrote Moneyball, has put together a piece for Vanity Fair. And he asked the president about his wardrobe. So, of course, the president said, well, I'm trying to pare down my decisions. I don't want to make decisions about what I'm eating or wearing because I have too many other decisions to make. Now, is that a hard-hitting question or what?
It's what you would expect.
Yeah, got lots of blue and gray suits. On his duty to the American people, you ready? This just makes me swell with pride to hear it. Obama says that he views every decision through that lens, quote, I don't know George Bush well. I know Bill Clinton better, but I think they both approach the job in the same spirit. Wow. I mean, is that...
That's earth-shattering.
What does he mean by that exactly?
Is that deep or what? Well, what he's saying is...
I mean, I can think of several things he could be saying.
But that's the whole idea, Kat. It's the fact that he's going to go ahead and give us shallow answers because these are not going to be hard-pressed questions.
You cannot give substance before you're elected or during your first term.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
He said, you know, here's the problem. You can't wander around. You don't bump into a friend at a restaurant you haven't seen in years. The loss of anonymity, the loss of surprise is an unnatural state. You adapt, but I don't get used to it. About living in the White House, he said, the first night you sleep in the White House, you're thinking, all right, I'm in the White House. I'm sleeping here. Now, there's a little bit of sense of absurdity. There's such an element of randomness in who gets this job.
What?
Once again, the deep penetrating questions in Vanity Fair.
It's like thousands of votes. Is that randomness?
Exactly. It's random. That's
somebody
it.
Chose.
Well, what you do is you just walk in and you close your eyes and you punch a button, right?
You can't win if you don't play.
That's how I vote. I say any, mini, miny, mo.
Sure. Perfect.